Together, we are building a better Virgin Islands.
Improving our standard of living.
Creating a culture of excellence.
Safeguarding our communities.
Protecting our natural and human resources.
Putting our people and country first. For your daily source of timely and accurate information, this is your GIS report, brought to you by the Department of Information and Public Relations. And now your host for today's program.
United Healthcare is now coordinating access to overseas care on behalf of the National Health Insurance of the British Virgin Islands, as JIPA's contract ended in January 2017. For the Ministry of Health and Social Development and the Department of Information and Public Relations, I'm Adriana Savaral, your host for this GIS program. Joining me today is Mr. Roy Barry, Deputy Director of the Social Security Board, responsible for the National Health Insurance. So welcome to the program, and thank you for joining me, Mr. Barry.
Thanks for having me.
So why do we need United Healthcare, and what exactly is their role?
National Health Insurance has a responsibility to create access to healthcare for all of its registrants. In the event where we need to send a patient overseas, we must have a network coordinated by a third-party administrator, and that is the reason for United Healthcare.
So how long is United's contract, and how far reaching is the coverage? Any specific countries?
Currently, we have a temporary agreement that runs for about 6 months, and it started in March of 2017.
So with the six-month contract, how soon will you know if they will be on a permanent or extended period of time?
Well, based on our experience at this time, I'm confident that they will be in for an extended period. I just need to have a further discussion with upper management, and then we're going to finalize a long-term contract.
So what are the rates of United Healthcare, and if you could describe the experience thus far since they've been in partnership with National Health Insurance?
So far, the cost saving has been tremendous. We have seen as high as an 80% cost saving, which proves excellent for not only National Health Insurance, but also for the patient. The copay by the patient is much less than if they had access care outside of the territory without National Health Insurance.
So what are some of the countries that United Healthcare provides services to?
United Healthcare offers services throughout the United States, Europe, Asia, and other parts of the world.
So when you say United States, some people think that it's only the coverage only goes, or it's limited to Florida. So does it go above Florida and any of the other states?
Throughout the United States. Wherever a patient is referred by a physician locally, mm-hmm. we can ensure that the patient has access to United Health.
Now, a lot of persons in the territory also have MASA. So if you could, I would say, explain the difference between MASA and United Healthcare and the services that one would seek in addition to National Health Insurance.
Okay. United Healthcare offers access to healthcare throughout the United States and other parts of the world. MASA transfers patients via air ambulance when in the case of an emergency situation. Mm-hmm. We know that National Health Insurance also offers air ambulance services, but if one wishes to continue with MASA, that's their right. Mm-hmm. We'll just ensure that it's coordinated between MASA and NHI when the patient needs to be transferred.
Okay. So United Healthcare is only providing services. It's not emergency transportation.
No, it's not.
Since United Healthcare has been on stream, any feedback from any of the patients that have had any contact with them?
A lot of patients are much more comfortable. Their preference is to pay their copay to the healthcare provider versus having to pay the copay to National Health Insurance.
Okay. And that was something that was happening before, and now that's changed?
With the previous agreement, NHI was paying 100%, and the patient was responsible for paying their copay to NHI upon their return.
We're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about NHI. NHI is on the verge of making two. So how has this process been thus far, being in operations for the last year and a half?
Well, what we have learned here is that we have a lot of patients who are actually in need of healthcare. Mm-hmm. And before the advent of NHI, persons couldn't afford because they never had any insurance, either private or otherwise. With the introduction of NHI, we have seen a large number of persons within the territory who are accessing healthcare and actually being treated for various diseases that they have been suffering from over the years.
Mm-hmm. Any new goals and initiatives that NHI have in mind?
Yes, we are currently preparing to roll out our disease management and wellness program that is coordinated by Dr. Van Poel.
Now, when you say disease management and wellness program, what does that entail? What does that mean?
It's a program that seeks to establish a framework within NHI to ensure that its beneficiaries are adequately exposed to the concepts of wellness and disease management.
So will that now include, will NHI would start offering services like a nutritionist, exercising program? What would that entail?
Well, based on the design program, the intention is to have a nutritionist working with us on a part-time basis, mm-hmm. to ensure that we encourage healthy eating. We're going to work with other key players in the market to have exercise program. So it's a complete health and wellness program, not only for persons who are suffering from ailment, but also to work with persons who have not been exposed to any ailment to prevent them mm-hmm. from suffering from any NCDs.
A key audience which would, I guess, wouldn't have any exposure, at least not the majority, would be students or school-aged children. So will the program be targeted to them initially, or?
Well, based on our preliminary discussions, our aim is to target the school-aged children. Because mm-hmm. with prevention at that age, we can create and build a healthier BBA.
So Social Security, well then I guess their goal or your vision is now to partner with maybe the Ministry of Education to have or establish that program?
Yes, we intend to partner with the Ministry of Education as well as the Ministry of Health.
Mm-hmm. All right, that sounds good. In addition to that, how has the registration of persons been going? I know a year and a half ago it was like the world was coming to an end almost. And now, how has that registration process been now for the office?
Well, the fear of the unknown has long passed us. Mm-hmm. Most of the population are now registered. And for persons who are now coming to the BVA, they're ensuring that they're registered within the 1 month period
okay.
to get coverage. If you register outside of the 1 month period, you will be penalized. And the penalization is a 3 month waiting period.
When you say a person's coming into the territory and they register for 1 month, what do you
once
mean?
You migrate mm-hmm. you, to the BVA and you have gotten your work permit
okay.
and everything mm-hmm. in order, your responsibility is to register with NHI within 1 month from the period that you got here and you got your work permit here.
Okay. So for all persons who are does that apply for visitors or is that just for persons who are seeking employment?
Persons who are legally residing in the territory for an extended period, 6 months or more.
Now, what about persons who are visiting? They don't have to do that.
No, the onus is on them to have their private insurance.
So how has the relationship been with the private local providers? Because I know that the relationship with public, like hospital, BVI, HSA, I think that is in collaboration with the ministry. That should be okay. But how has that relationship been with the private healthcare providers in the territory?
I must say it has been excellent.
Okay.
Our aim is to pay the providers twice per month. Mm-hmm. And so far we have been able to live up to that expectation. We have a few glitches here and there, but the providers will call us or visit and ensure that we rectify the issues that they have.
All right. Well, it sounds like everything is going smoothly for NHI. Are there plans for expansion of this portion of SSB?
Yes, there's plan. We have space for a lot more vacancies for a lot more employees. But the issue at this point in time is space.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get the adequate space, we'll definitely be hiring more people.
Are there any plans for expansion in the sister islands?
Not at this point in time, no.
Okay.
We have the office in Virgin Garden, and we have expanded there for them to offer services of NHA to the people of Virgin Garden.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd want the public to know what's going on with NHA?
Well, at this point in time, I just want to let the public know we recently hired a public relations officer, and you're going to be hearing a lot more about NHA. So
Yay.
Questions are going to be answered on a daily basis. And I'll say to the general public, if you have any questions, feel free to call us anytime.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me, Mr. Barry.
You're quite welcome.
For this GIS report, my guest has been Mr. Roy Barry, Deputy Director of the Social Security Board, responsible for the National Health Insurance. We spoke about how United Healthcare is now coordinating access to overseas care on behalf of the National Health Insurance of the British Virgin Islands. We also spoke on National Health Insurance turning 2 and new initiatives that will be spearheaded by NHI. To learn more about National Health Insurance, please visit their website at www.vinhi.vg or contact them via phone at 284-852-7860. To access this report and other government news via web, please visit www.bvi.gov.vg or like us on Facebook at the Government of the Virgin Islands. Reporting for the Ministry of Health and Social Development and the Department of Information and Public Relations, I'm Adriana Soverall, and I've been your host. Until next time, thank you for tuning in.
This has been your GIS report, focused on government's initiatives to empower, stimulate, protect, build, and improve our territory. If you would like us to address a specific topic or want to give some feedback on today's program, contact the Department of Information and Public Relations at 468-2730 or email us gis@gov.vg.